Coach, before we get into last Sunday night's game, I just wanted to ask you, because you've been in the league for a long time, and this league means a lot to you. And what we saw last Sunday was unprecedented. When you see the owners, the coaches, the players, talk about the unity that's going on right now in your league.
Well, I think that was a unified response to a message that went out. Hopefully that's a thing of the past. I mean, to me, we're here to play football, coach football. But obviously throughout the league, I think the week before there were six guys that sat out or kneeled. Obviously that was a pretty strong response by the league, players, the coaches, owners, everybody. But the bottom line is we're here to play football. I'm hoping that this is something that's behind us.
And I know you weren't happy about how it went down in Washington on Sunday night, but you did address that in these type games, they can be teachable moments.
Well, there's a lot to teach off. No doubt about that. We had a bad day. We could get into explaining away why it occurred. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. You get a chance to get it done. Chapter 3 is written. It's in the books. Put it away. We're 2-1, just like the Broncos, 2-1, going to their place, a big divisional game.
And you know all about this rivalry because you've coached on both sides. What's Raider week like in Denver, and what's it like Denver week here?
Well, I think the Raiders have made it more relevant. Quite honestly, when I was there for the 3 years in Denver, the Raiders weren't good enough to make it a big week. You know, both teams are good now, and this is a big week.
You split the last 2 years, but all time the Raiders lead the series 61-50-2. But it's not easy going on the road and playing up there.
No, there's nothing easy about the National Football League. It's tough week in and week out, different challenges each week. I know it begins to sound a little bit like coach speak because I say that all the time, but it's only because I've been in this league for 32 years and I understand it. These are real challenges each and every week, and you cannot assume going from one week into the next what it's going to look like.
And you look at matchups, and you look at the way they're running the football differently. They used to be the zone scheme under Mike Shanahan. Are you seeing more power football with the Denver Broncos now?
Well, they still like the zone scheme, but they've gotten to a few more gap plays. You know, the down and around, the pull, the kick out, you know, those types of things. So a little more gap plays in their offense. They've been running the ball very well.
And Nicholas Morrow is a great story. Coming out of Division III, undrafted, each week from week one, huge jump to week two and snaps, even in week three. Talk about what you're seeing this young linebacker.
Well, he's doing a nice job with his opportunities. Now, he's not perfect. You know, there were a couple plays that went big the other night that he could have really stopped for. So he's growing. He's a developing young player. But I like the way he's working at it. He's got speed. He can really run. And we think he's developing.
One thing you really have to be happy about, the penalties are way down for your team.
Yeah, we worked on it. I mean, there are things that we've worked on that are much better. I feel like even the other night, the overall score did not look like what we wanted. But our run defense was very solid throughout the night. Our penalty were under control throughout the night. Our special teams units were pretty strong the other night. So offensively, we had an off week for sure. We'll be back against a very tough defense this week.
Oh, Tlaib and Harris Jr. up against Crabtree and Cooper. This should be a really good battle.
Yeah, and I think it all starts in the trenches, being able to neutralize Vaughn and their pass rush, give us a chance to look downfield.
Yeah, he is such a special player. You know that. I mean, you know all about him. I know you have a really good relationship with him. Very tough to scheme for him.
Well, there's plenty of respect for him and what he's capable of. Much like, you know, Khalil Mack is an outstanding player. These are the two of the premier players in the league, and we want to get our guy going and keep their guy from getting going too well.
And by the way, special for you, away from the Raiders, your son, who has battled through so much, back starting at Florida, had the game-winning drive last week and now got Vandy this week. Got to make Papa proud.
Yeah, I'm super proud of him. I think the biggest thing, Chris, is, you know, he just battled and stayed the course, came back from the injury, fought his way back, went through a tough camp where he played well and didn't get the job. And then he was there. I kept telling him, hey, just stay positive, be there for your teammates. He was there last week. Big moment, got in, delivered, and now he gets a chance to start.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, yeah. Coach, good luck in Mile High. Not going to be easy, but go get us a victory.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.